you want more respect and confidence, you gotta raise yourself to a higher consciousness. Being a gent is not just clothes, it's not just status, it's how you carry yourself and become established in fashion and business, lifestyle, etc. Hear interviews from experts, get advice to better you. Sit back, relax, grab your headphones and settle in. This is how we journey in the life of the gentleman.
Hello, gentlemen, and welcome to the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. Today, I am so excited about the show. Let me tell you what we have in store. But before I get to that, actually, head on over to thelifeofagent.com, download your free audiobook or ebook of The Life of a Gentleman. It's a book that I wrote that helps guys get themselves headed in the right direction when it comes to style, fashion, etiquette, and a little bit of business thrown in there too. You can get that free download. That's our gift to you just for listening to the show. Now, about today's show. Let me tell you, I'm so excited because I have a special guest host today, and we are going to be talking about fall fashion. All of us love the fall because of the different things you can do with your style, the layering, the colors, the textures that you can bring in. And today's guest is an expert when it comes to style. And so you're going to see his take on fall fashion. There's some great tips in there that can tell you how to step up your style game as well. And if you're already very stylish guy, there might be still some things in there that are good reminders, or also something you never thought about. Different ways to remix what you have in your closet and make it go just a little bit further. We all love to do that. And then our guest today has started a brand that you will not believe. We are going to be talking with someone who started a leather company, and what they do is produce some of the finest bags, briefcases, travel and weekend bags that I've ever laid my eyes on. You are about to be blown away. So stay tuned for this edition of The Life of a Gentleman.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Hey guys, thanks once again for tuning in to The Life of a Gentleman. Today we have on somebody that's been on the show in the past, but it's been a while since he came on, so we want to go ahead and extend a welcome to this gentleman who's coming back to the show. And today we're going to discuss fall fashion, and this is somebody that definitely knows fashion. And you'll see what I mean if you check out his Instagram page. You can follow him on Instagram at Mr.MoreStyle, as in Raheem Moore. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks, first. We had a lot of, great time last time, and I'm excited for this upcoming show.
Yeah, always glad to connect with you. You know, we had a chance to hang out before in the past and connect, and so wanted to have you come back on because definitely respect what you do as far as having a blog, being passionate about it, and always representing with the utmost style. And here it is, fall already. You know, the summer is behind us, and we were chatting and you told me that fall is your favorite season for fashion. So let's start off with that. You know, why is fall your favorite fashion season, and what are some things you like about it?
Well, I think if you're like huge into fashion, you're a big fashion lover, like fall is like one of those opportunities that gives you chances to layer a lot of different things, so you have a lot of color coordination and layering. So you could wear sweaters, you have vests, you have jackets, so different options that you can wear things with. So it's a lot of fun. Do a lot of different things with it.
Yeah, you're right. You think about fall, you do think about all the options. I love sweaters myself in the fall with a blazer on top. So yeah, I definitely agree with you that it's a fun season. And you can always do some different things that you can't do in the spring and in the summer. So it's kind of a chance to ramp up your style. So with that in mind, I thought, who better to ask than you for some tips on how to ramp up our fall style. So why don't you kind of go ahead and break down some of the tips that you had lined up for the fall season for us?
Well, Well, since we discussed layering, what I would get into is like overcoats, like maybe a nice pea coat would be nice, a nice trench, or just a three-quarter length overcoat. Basically, what a three-quarter inch does is it allows you to still be mobile when you're getting in and out of the car, so it doesn't, it's not too long, it's not going to stop you from being as mobile. And it's also, you know, different colors that you can go with, like a nice olive, a nice brown, that works really well. If you're really bold, you can get into a plaid one with different colors like burgundies, greens. I think those are really sharp. You know, you have a lot of different options. You can also always coordinate that with, you know, plenty of different things as far as jeans, or you can go with your denim, or you can go with some dress slacks. You have plenty of options to go with that. So I think, you know, just wearing something like that gives you tons of options. You have a lot of fun with it, you know, get a lot of compliments.
Yeah, I like the options that you mentioned as far as the jackets. You know, I think that's very important because a lot of guys blow it when it comes to the jacket. You know, they'll have a nice outfit on, maybe a suit or even jeans and a sweater. And then they have what I consider to be a kid jacket on. Have you ever seen that? Like a bomber jacket that's very childish. You know, it's not exactly for a gentleman, you know. Why would you stay away from that? And what would you point somebody towards for their first kind of, I don't want to call it grown-up jacket, but, you know, step in your style up jacket?
Yeah, well, what I would do is I would get a nice wool overcoat, basically something that can go over your blazer or your suit. It's just nice and warm, but at the same time, it looks more of a clean look. If you're going to do the bomber jacket, I would do that with more of a casual look. I wouldn't do it with something that's more dressed up like what you have now.
And, you know, some people say that never have wore those jackets, like a pea coat or, like you said, a nice overcoat that's three-quarter length. They think that you can't fit a suit or a sports coat underneath that jacket. Can you kind of dispel that rumor for us?
Nah, you definitely can do it. If you know your jacket size, the overcoats come with the same size, so it fits really well. So you're going to be comfortable in it. It's not going to be too long. The sleeves will come to the right length. So, like I said earlier, the length of the jacket will be right, so you'll be comfortable in that. And it just adds more style. It adds more style. It's a clean look. So you have definitely a lot of options that you can go with that. You can go with different things, especially with your, if you have a lot of neutrals. People do that for fall a lot. You're going to have plenty of things to go with that. Bomber jacket, if you're going to do it, I wouldn't do that with a blazer or a suit coat. I think if you want to do something like maybe a shirt, or like a dress shirt and a tie, maybe mix it up a little bit, but I wouldn't go to the extreme and wear that with a suit. You know, it just screams that you're not a gentleman, you're not mature, your style is not mature. So I would stick to, you know, getting a nice neutral overcoat color, something that you have a lot of different options that you can wear with. If you have different suits, you know, your grays, your blacks, this is going to coordinate really well. So maybe a nice charcoal gray overcoat to start out with, maybe that or black, or even a navy to get you going. But I think those looks, and you know, you have a lot of options that you can head into winter with as well. So just getting something that's going to be flexible, and you get the longevity out of it, a lot of versatility.
Yeah, those were great points that you mentioned, and also great suggestion for the color. If it's your first jacket, you're right. You know, going with the gray, black, or navy is perfect. You know, once you get a little more advanced and maybe next season, try out a camel hair jacket. You know, that's a great color. Really makes a statement, fashion statement. And the thing I love about those jackets is they're very comfortable. You can move around in them easily. They're not stuff or stiff. It's just, if people think that it's a dressed up jacket, so they're not going to be comfortable. It couldn't be farther from the truth. So, hey, I'm excited to hear your tip number two.
Shoes. Getting into boots. Boots are going to be really a great option to add to your fit, especially in the fall. You know, you can go with it, like a nice Chelsea boot, some, or a wingtip, you know, boot, something like that. You know, these are going to be some great style looks that you can go with. Preferably like a nice leather boot, suede, something like that. That's gonna be really nice. Since you mentioned the camel, a nice brown shoe would look well. Go really nice with that. Just things that are gonna be very comfortable. Another great thing is our loafers. I'm really excited about the loafers for fall. You know, you don't want to do no socks with that because your ankles and your feet may pay for it later. But I would definitely do a nice sock and just go that way. But I love loafers. You'll actually be seeing a look that I put together on my blog pretty soon. I'm really excited about that and put a lot of work behind it. The shoes that you want to make sure they're comfortable, definitely going to keep you warm. Something that's not, and if the weather changes, you know, it's not going to be too hot for you at the same time. So something that you'll be able to have a nice equal balance with, opposed to like, you know, winter or summer, where usually those are really cold or really hot days. Fall, you never know these days, it could be either or. But something that's going to be neutral with the weather, that's going to be able to keep you nice and cool at the same time and comfortable.
Yeah. Comfort is key, you know, and you gave people such a wide variety of shoes, they really don't have any excuses. There's a lot to choose from, you know, as far as texture, color, and fall is the perfect time to break out the texture. Yeah, what's your absolute favorite? If somebody put a gun to your head and said, pick one shoe for fall, what would it be?
I would go with a nice leather wingtip shoe. Wingtip, you know, different options that you can go with. Either I would go with a nice brown or oxblood. Oxblood is a great color. I love that look. You can do it with, you know, every color that's in your closet, every color suit or pants is going to work. So, you know, your charcoals all the way to your navies, your browns. So you have a widespread of things that you can go with when you go with that. But something I would have to admit, you know, I'm going to have to go with the wingtip. I'm more of a wingtip guy, especially with the bow on in the front. You know, I like a lot of detail with that. So, yeah, I'm going to be guilty of that. So somebody shoot out the gun.
Oh, man, great minds think alike. That's my favorite for the fall also. I have a nice pair of wingtip boots. And the thing I love about them, man, I can wear them with my jeans. Or I can wear them, you know, with my slacks or trousers. It really doesn't matter, and it looks great. So versatility is key, right?
Absolutely. That actually goes right into the third point that I was going to make. So being that you can wear it with jeans or you can dress it up. Being that, you know, fall is such a versatile season, you can layer a lot. So if you do get warm, you can take things off. You can just maybe add one detail or change something up on that look that you had, and you'll go from day to night in an easy transition. Throw on some denim with a nice dress shirt and tie with a nice blazer. It's a nice look with some boots. Loosen up the tie and still go with that. Sweaters, that's a great idea. Vests, especially like, you know, multi-color vests, something with a little bit of plaid in there. You know, nice burgundies, oranges, you know, those dark greens, those beautiful colors that fall gives us. Huge fan of that. So fall, autumn, it gives you a lot of options to go with. So you're going to definitely be able to change one look and from the next in one day. So if you're wearing a jacket, you can remove the jacket. You have a nice sweater or vest. Tie the same way. You can go with no tie and just a jacket. You can even just do no blazer and just do your overcoat with it, and that's a great look. That's really sharp. You'll see guys do that. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited. This is my favorite season, like I said before, so I'm ready to go, man.
Yeah, I can tell, you know, and I agree with you too. Fall is so much fun. Last season, what I did is I was updating my wardrobe, and I was updating my V-neck sweaters. And the easiest way I can tell people to get ready for fall with the colors, you mentioned pretty much all the colors that I have for my sweaters, but I like to wear a crisp white shirt with a pair of dark jeans, and then this is just a casual look, you know, just every day going to the store or whatever, running around town, and then throw one of those V-neck sweaters over top of that white shirt. And to get the inspiration for the colors, all you have to do is really look at the leaves that are changing and go to the store and get those colors. You know, gold, green, orange, burgundy, brown. Those are the fall colors. You get those five sweaters and a white shirt and a couple different pair of pants and maybe two or three blazers. You have 20, 30, 40 different looks that you can mix and match and create.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, most of the time retailers are putting all those sweaters on sale. to either buy one, get one free, buy one, get one half. So you can definitely stock up and rack up on your options. It's going to be a classic look, you know, that V-neck sweater with a t-shirt or just a nice crisp white shirt. Like you said, that's a classic look. What I like is doing that with the V-neck and then also even a cardigan. Cardigans are nice,
yeah,
especially with the fall look. The shawl lapels, oh man, that's my favorite. We seen a huge comeback last season with the turtlenecks. So I'm a big fan of those. I had to grab a couple last year, so I'm excited to pull those out.
Yeah, the turtlenecks had me feeling like a kid again, man. You know, so you know, when I was young, I think my mom used to put me in those in the fall time, keep my neck warm. But now, man, they came back with a vengeance, and it's a great look with a blazer over top of it. Man, you can't tell anybody anything with that look.
Yeah, fashion has such a sense of humor, like great sense of humor. I remember, I used, you know, the kids used to pick on you for wearing certain things as a kid, but you know, now you do it. Now it's like everybody wants to do it, and everybody wants to be in. But it's so crazy how things work out like that.
Yeah, it always goes in cycles. So when the polyester suit comes back, you'll be ready, right? The leisure suit, man. Maybe we we can bring it back in the spring. We'll see. I don't know.
We'll see, man. Especially like those 90s looks. Trying to get something going.
Yeah. Yeah, the windbreakers. We'll do that too. We'll see what we can do. No, but all kidding aside, man, it's been great having you come on and talk about fall fashion and definitely... Hey, before you go, let us know about that blog where we can check out these looks and your Instagram so we can follow you.
For my blog, it's themorestyle.com. On Instagram, it's Mr.morestyle. I'm also have a Twitter and Facebook, so you can reach out to me on those as well. There's links on the blog. So, you know, definitely hit me up. I'm an open book. I like to, you know, reach back, comment as much as possible and try to stay connected with everyone.
Hey, we appreciate your time and joining us on the podcast. Let's do it again soon.
Yes, sir.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hello, gentlemen, and welcome back to a special interview segment that we have prepared for you today. Guys, I am telling you, you are in for an absolute treat. Because we're talking to someone who has started a company that has the perfect product that every gentleman needs. Who I'm talking about is Lanice, and she has started a company called Made Leather Company. And without any further delay, let's welcome her to the show. How's it going today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I'm glad that we're able to have you come on and talk about your product. I had a chance to get on your website, and let me just first say that I'm blown away. I don't know how you came up with so many great designs. This is awesome.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I have a lot of questions to ask. I'll just jump right into it. I was on the site. I see the products. They have, you know, what I guess you would probably describe as like a nice vintage vibe to them. The leather color is brown. I love the texture. How did you come up with something like this, and how long have you guys been in business?
We've actually only been in business for a few months. The company officially launched in June of 2017, so just this year, and it's been going well so far. And I came up with this concept, not a totally new bag, but I had the opportunity to travel to Morocco last November on a business trip. I was speaking at a United Nations conference on climate change. And during that time, they gave us the opportunity to go in and explore the city. So I explored the city, and I fell in love. It was in Marrakesh, Morocco. I fell in love with the city. I fell in love with the marketplace. I fell in love with the people. Fell in love with the food. But I really fell in love with their leather products. I went shopping in the marketplace, and I grabbed a few bags, and a light bulb just went off because, I mean, the bags were amazing, and I just felt like it was a bag, if I saw in the U.S., you know, people were paying thousands and thousands of dollars for. But the bags were amazing, the prices were right, and I just wanted to bring a piece of that and a piece of Morocco back to the U.S. for other people to be able to take advantage of.
And that's exciting, the fact that you went over there and got to see all the beautiful history of that country and then connect with a product in this way. So let me ask, are the products actually made in Morocco then? Do you source the leather material from there?
Yes, it is all sourced and made in Morocco and then shipped here to the U.S. for me to distribute.
Oh, that's amazing, having an international product like that. I imagine you probably had so many stories you could tell us from Morocco, but what's your favorite event that took place while you were there?
My favorite event. So aside from being able to speak to an international audience, there was my first international speaking engagement. That was exciting. But just being able to just see the culture, meet the people, just to take all that in was just an adventure in itself.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing adventure. We always encourage guys to get out there and travel, and hey, you're really setting the pattern for us by going over to Morocco. That's a destination that's not on a lot of people's top of their list, but it's a beautiful, beautiful country. I've seen a lot of documentaries about it. I can see why you've been drawn to it. How about the craftsmanship of these products that you're making? I was able to see that you have backpacks. There's a couple of different duffel bags. Looks like a briefcase. It looks so well constructed, like it's going to hold up for a long time, and that's really what you want from a leather product. So speak a little bit to your craftsmanship.
Definitely. So Morocco, what a lot of people don't realize is they are known for their leather goods. And everything that they make, I mean, from bags to oils that people buy here in the U.S., everything that they do is done by hand. So there's a whole lot of love, there's a whole lot of soul that goes into everything. And the craftsmanship is something that's been around for centuries. So the way someone's great-great-grandfather made a leather bag in Morocco is the same way someone will make it today. So it's something that basically people there, they learn, and they do it very well. And so everything is made by hand. You know, they get the leather, they put the bag together, the stitching is done by hand, the buckles are put on by hand, everything is done by hand so that you know your bag is basically made with love and special attention has been given to your item.
That's beautiful. The fact that it's handmade, it definitely is an advantage over machine fabrication. You see a lot of bags, you know, you go on Amazon sometimes and try to order a leather bag, and when you get it, it's a big letdown.
Right.
You know, I think we've all had the Amazon stories where we've been burned before, but I love the fact that your craftsmanship is outstanding. You know, you got into this leather business. I'm wondering, where did that passion come from? Was it just the trip, or were you always kind of, you know, a leather connoisseur?
Well, I've always been into fashion. Everybody loves a good leather bag. So it wasn't my intent. You know, when I went there, I didn't even know the history behind the craftsmanship and the leather tanneries in Morocco. Like I said, I was just going for a business trip. But, you know, I feel like I have an eye for fashion. And when I saw the bag, it caught my attention. And it's not something that I ever planned. I didn't have the intent before I went or while I was there to get into the leather business. But I just have a business mind. And when I saw it, I knew that it was something that people would go crazy about.
Yeah, definitely. I've been drooling over the website for the past few days. So, definitely you'll have people going crazy for sure.
Yeah, and it's so exciting. And another thing, so the process for creating the leather, for getting the leather ready to make a bag, it's called tanning. So in Morocco, they do what's called vegetable tanning. Most places do what's called chrome tanning, and that is where they use a chemical, chromium, and they, you know, get the leather ready they prepare the leather for a bag. But in Morocco, the vegetable tanning is completely natural. It's not as bad for the environment. People that have chemical sensitivity, they don't have to worry about that when they get a vegetable tan bag. So there's just so many things that just make this bag even more amazing. Like, it doesn't just look good. It's not just going to hold up, but it's good for the environment, too.
That's an added bonus for sure. Was that something you figured out as you were going through the process of starting the business, or did you learn that while you were there in Morocco?
So no, while I was there, it was hard to learn a whole lot because of the language barrier. So I wasn't able to learn as much as I would have liked. But again, it wasn't really on the top of my mind while I was there. But when I got home and I started researching the bags, because they were so durable and so amazing, I started researching the process of creating the bag, of the leather tanning, all of that. That's really what pushed me to do it. Once I realized how great the product was, I already owned the bag, so I realized how durable it was. But then having that added information about the vegetable tanning just made it a no-brainer.
Yeah, I could see that. That's definitely a big, big bonus. You know, it's kind of funny, when we first started to chat, I think before we came on air, you said, are you surprised that I was a woman? And you know what? I was a little bit surprised, because the bags that you have on your website are very masculine, in my opinion, and something that every guy would want. What's been the response from women? Are they interested as well with the briefcases and things like that?
Surprisingly, most of my orders have been from women. You know, I feel like it's a bag that can be, you know, a masculine bag, or, you know, a lady can put some pink with it, you know, make it a little bit more feminine. But I was really surprised, because I thought I would have had more males to purchase the item, but it's actually been more females.
Yeah, that is surprising, but I can see.
Yeah, I was really surprised.
Yeah, I can see how they would be attracted to it also, because, you know, I think sometimes women are more concerned with quality than guys. Sometimes
Right. We
don't know exactly what we should be getting, and women seem to know a lot more about leather bags, and so I can see that. And some of the images you have on your site are stunning as well. I just have to compliment you about that.
Thank you.
Now, if we are interested in purchasing one of those bags, do you ship worldwide? The reason I ask is we have a lot of listeners from different parts of the world, and I'm sure they'd be interested in getting their hands on one as well. So what's the shipping process like?
So we do ship worldwide. If there is a purchase made in the U.S. that's going to an address in the U.S., it is complimentary shipping, but we do offer shipping everywhere.
Okay, perfect. So guys, there is no limit to anybody who can get this product. Definitely recommend that you get on their website and check out all the different products that they have. They have a wide variety. It's enough to choose from, whether you just want to carry around a laptop or want to use one for a weekender bag. Now, with your customers so far, let's say this. What's been the most interesting or best response that you've received so far from somebody who has purchased a bag?
Most of the time, not only do they love the bag, but they're also blown away by the packaging.
Oh.
I'm really big on packaging, because I feel like if a person takes the time and spends their money with my company, I want to make it more like an experience, not just them just getting the bag in the mail. You know, that's great. You get a bag that you want, but I want it to be an experience. So we take the time to have custom dust bags to protect the leather bag, because it is an investment. So it comes with the dust bag, and we make sure we have all the information on how to care for the leather, thank you card, which is a nice handwritten note, and it just so that people can get that warm and fuzzy feeling. So that's been the biggest response that I've gotten. Not only have they loved the bag, but they have loved the packaging as well.
Yeah, I can see how that would actually blow a customer away, because not too many people take the time to write a handwritten note, things like that. That probably goes a really long way.
It's time consuming. But I value people that do business with me, and I want them to understand and to recognize that I value them. So, you know, taking 2 minutes to write a card to someone is nothing compared to them actually deciding to do business with me.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It definitely will pay off in the long run. Speaking of the long run, what plans do you have for the future? Do you plan to expand the line at all, or maybe offer some different type of products?
I do plan to expand. So right now the focus is on the backpacks and the duffel bags, more like a travel series. But they can be used, you know, for any everyday activity. But I also want to get into handbags for ladies. And I've also had some people come to me that already have their brands established, and we're thinking about doing some joint ventures. So maybe a baby bag with another company that's in the baby industry, and also a golf bag with someone else that's in the golf industry. So there are big plans, but I just want to make sure this part is smooth before I add anything else on.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I like the direction that you're going, really diversifying what you have to offer. But already what you have is so many different styles that people can choose from. And I can't stress enough, guys, you have to get on this website, because I think once you see the bags, you're going to fall in love. I have my eye on one, and I won't tell
What's your favorite?
Well, right now, the Aviator. That's
everyone's favorite.
Okay. Well, that I can see why. I mean, it looks amazing. Perfect for a weekend bag. We did a top 10 list of items that every gentleman needs on a past episode, and that weekend bag was on that top 10 list, and definitely this would fit the bill.
Yeah, weekend bag is great. I mean, first of all, you can use it for business or pleasure. You can use it as a gym bag. I mean, there's so many things you can do with a weekender bag. Keep it in the back of your car. I mean, there's so many things that you can use that bag for.
Yeah, and it's so much better than walking through the airport with a backpack. You know, that was one of our selling points. You know, you look a whole lot more stylish and more mature and polished with a nice weekend bag like this.
Right, or you can pair a made weekend bag with a made backpack, and you'll be good.
Yeah, now your backpacks are not an ordinary backpack. When we were talking about backpacks on the podcast before, guys, we're talking about the kind that you're kids take to school. You don't want to be trudging through the airport with that. I don't think I'll be making this purchase for my 7-year-old son, but maybe when he graduates high school, this is something that he definitely needs to have on his way to college so he can look like a true gentleman. Hey, I've had a lot of fun on this interview, but before we go, what I'd love for you to do is tell us how we can follow you and connect with you on social media, and also the name of the website so everybody can go there and check out these amazing products.
Great. So the website is madeleatherco.com. So it's madeleatherco.com. And my handles on social media are the same: Facebook, Made Leather Co., and also Instagram, Made Leather Co.
All right. So everybody definitely give them a follow and check out what they have to offer. Lanice, it has been a pleasure speaking with you and learning more about your company, Made Leather. We wish you all the success in the future. And perhaps in the future, we'll have you come back on and update us as the product line continues to expand.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we had a great time. Thank you. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. And we want to thank you for tuning in and listening to today's show. Hope you had fun along the way, a few laughs, and hope you learned some things as well. You know, we talk about fall fashion, and there was so many different things that you can think about, ways to make your outfit really stand out. And if you haven't got yourself a great overcoat yet, definitely jump online or head to the stores and get one this weekend. And also, we want to send a special thanks to Raheem for joining us as a special guest host this week. And a big thank you to Lanice from Made Leather Company. She went on and told us about her amazing experience in Morocco and how her craftsmanship is really a cut above anything else that you might find in the store. And definitely, you don't want to take a chance online on some of those big retail websites because you don't know about the quality. But with Made Leather Company, I can assure you the quality is second to none, and it's starting to really take off across the country, and it's spreading like wildfire. And we can see why if you get on their website at Made Leather Company. You will not be sorry. So from all of us at the Life of a Gentleman podcast, we want to thank you again, the listener. Without you, this show would be nothing. So could you do us a favor, though, before you go? Could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? You can do that. It only takes a minute of your time on iTunes. It helps us get this information out to other people. It helps us spread the show, spread the word. This is a movement that we're going on, the Gentleman's Lifestyle Movement. Like we always say, let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. And guys, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by
Harrison Blake Apparel. Specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.